Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Some chill NATO. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good forecast today. The warming trend continues today. Good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64. Tonight, in the overnight hours, a weak front drifts through the area. An isolated shower is possible in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, low 60s. Dry day. More sun. Then showers likely Thursday night into Friday will be in the lower 60s. Saturday, the best rain chances move south to the coast. Should be a drier day and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama State University is closing its campus through Thursday ahead of possible protests downtown. Students living on campus are encouraged to not go into the downtown areas. Online classes will continue as normal. However, in-person classes are suspended. Two more MPS schools are going virtual because of increasing coronavirus cases. Garrett Elementary and Fitzpatrick Elementary are now under a mandatory quarantine for 14 days. MPS officials say these schools will now start virtual learning. And Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Sunday night. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Dante Hardy with murder in the death of 24-year-old Kendari Swain. The shooting happened in the 200 block of Bradley Drive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie
Or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie B. in the house.
In the house?
You doing all right, Eddie?
I'm hanging in here, baby.
That's good to hear. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. Now, last night, I saw something I didn't expect to see, especially not on Fox News, of all places.
Oh.
But a plea from Tucker Carlson directly to the president, mm-hmm. and then backed up by Pamela Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Asking the president of the United States on his final day and a half to pardon Julian Assange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was Trump's own Secretary of State and former CIA Director Mike Pompeo who labeled Assange and WikiLeaks a non-state foreign intelligence agency.
Okay.
But Assange didn't engage in hacking.
Nope.
Assange didn't steal any files himself.
Everything was given to him, correct?
Right. So what's the difference between Julian Assange and reporting, other than he actually draws blood, as you know, as opposed to these leaks that unnamed sources hand over to the Wa Post or New York Times?
He's not afraid to, well, he wasn't afraid to tell the truth or to put out there what the information he got. Whereas a reporter sometimes won't put all the information out there.
And that also, but I was surprised. It's amazing to see, of all places, Fox News, it is Tucker Carlson mm-hmm. who is, the realignment is truly incredible. Like, think back to just a few years ago and how, say, Republicans and those on the right, especially pundits on Fox News, talked about Julian Assange.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Traitor.
Though he wasn't ever an American citizen, so who was he traitorous to? Right.
The state.
But I think Julian Assange's case, as Tucker Carlson brought up, is an important case if we really are worried about freedom of speech. If the government can say, hey, you can't say these certain things because we're going to define that as espionage,
mm-hmm.
then you're looking at a lot of problems. And you're seeing this criminalization of speech and of information from all different directions. And this is one of those cases. So I hope the president, if he really does want to stick it to the deep state,
I'd love for him to do it.
To many of the intelligence community, then he needs to pardon Assange. And I think he should pardon Snowden.
To me, Snowden more than Assange, because Snowden is a U.S. citizen. Assange is not. And maybe that shouldn't weigh on any difference to anybody, but to me it does.
And Snowden's the one who woke me up, and it's not like a self-interest thing. It's like, oh, they're spying on Joey. It's like, yeah okay, great. I assumed that anyway before Snowden.
He just confirmed it.
But it's more that this power that the national security state now has in terms of surveillance power can change the course of elections, let's say. It can lead to, even if, say, Trump wins an election in 2016, you can then spy on him and his campaign and create this whole two-year narrative that completely kneecaps his administration on the way in. And it's celebrated by the corporate press, who want access to these leaks and sources and bigwig politicians. So much so that this is where you saw Glenn Greenwald leave his own publishing company. He started The Intercept so he could write whatever he wanted. And he was getting pushback from editors at The Intercept saying, hey, if you keep writing stuff like this about how the Russian narrative is bunk, then we're going to lose our access to all the important people. We're not going with where all the cool kids are going.
Right.
It's like high school, except with much more power.
Yeah.
I don't know. This realignment is amazing. Where, I mean, what say you, Jack? You've been around this a lot longer than I have.
Well, what kind of alignment are you talking about?
That it used to be, especially, I'll think back, let's use, for example, the Snowden leaks. It was mostly people on the right. There was some argument. I was arguing pro-Snowden. We had callers and other folks saying he's a traitor, he betrayed his country, and he's going to get people killed. But most of the right-wing media back then, I mean, they had John Bolton on saying Snowden should hang from a tall oak tree. That sort of language.
Yeah.
To now see on Fox News a nighttime host sticking up for the likes of Assange and others is... it's quite something. That's what I mean by realignment. You also see a lot of people on the right, including somebody like Tucker Carlson, who's very much against any new wars and wanting to bring troops home and end the wars. During the Bush years, it was all about, hey, if you question this at all, you hate the troops.
So, well, it's really funny how Republicans have decided that they're the champions of the First Amendment, because that was never the case before.
Right.
But now that we've watched how the Democrats have usurped it, well, I mean, I'm just amazed at how they robbed our freedom. It's the damnedest thing I ever saw. But, you know, I never thought I'd live long enough to talk about being a champion of the First Amendment, but I truly am.
Well, and it's also amazing to see so many in the Trump camp worried about corporate power. You haven't had Republicans doing that since, hell, Teddy Roosevelt.
Exactly.
And that is, and I think everybody's waking up to the power of a lot of these corporations, especially now big tech, corporate media, the corporate press in general. The mask has dropped a great deal to where if you're paying attention at all, and you don't even have to be right-wing, I try to check myself by checking in on what I would call leftists I can listen to, leftists I enjoy listening to, and they're seeing the same thing. So it's like, okay, if you got people who are coming from different philosophies seeing the same developments at the center of power of this country, there's probably some truth to it. And it's just, that's actually what makes me hopeful. How much this election and this loss sucks, the same long-term trends are there, what I worried about before Trump was ever elected, what I worried about through the Obama years when I first started paying attention. But now there are millions more of Americans who I think are seeing the same long-term problems as I do, with the violation of our liberties across the board, with the problem of our long-term debt and spending, how foolhardy it is. You may love this country, love the flag. You might be a veteran yourself or love the veterans in your family, but you're seeing how costly these wars are, how they're often just going down blind alleys and victim to mission creep. Like, you know, Afghanistan, I've heard it described, but even people that want to continue to prosecute the war, the likes of H.R. McMaster, Trump's first national security assistant, advisor, saying that we've fought a one-year war in Afghanistan 20 years in a row. Like, there's no long-term vision. And it just gives me hope that there are millions more Americans who realize hey, we've been taken for a ride by more of the establishment types in the Republican and Democratic parties. And maybe that will soften the ground for whether it's Trump or somebody else. It'll soften the ground for a movement that actually drains the swamp and does some clear cutting that actually, you know, clears things out. I think, for instance, our COVID response was so lackluster because the bureaucracy is so top heavy. I was reading a piece earlier about Alabama's poor response to getting vaccination out, and a lot of the blame is laid at the feet of the CDC and their plans. The CDC is who really screwed the pooch at the beginning of the whole pandemic with the testing protocols that were really messed up and the bottlenecking when private firms and private labs wanted to do their own testing. So, It's the realignment is interesting. That's what I mean by realignment. All these things that used to be sort of partisan fare, people are starting to see them more for the serious issues they are, the long-term issues they are. And I don't know. I hope that many people on the right and the left will wake up. And I think a lot of people on the left, once they get the Trump hatred out of their system, they will start to see, oh, okay, it's just the same old folks in charge again. And they give us a few symbolic identity politics plays, but not much actually changes in terms of solving the long-term problems. Yeah, they're going to spend more money. They're going to adjust things here or there. Though a big breaking news during the break, the United States has declared that China is committing genocide and crimes against humanity through its wide-scale repression of Uyghurs, its Uyghur Muslim population. the concentration camps there in China. So there are some things, that's one thing where I think Trump was way ahead of the curve in calling out China. Now everybody is seemingly speaking the right language on that. Are they actually going to do anything that isn't just symbolic? Well, I won't hold my breath with the Biden administration, given all the ties to the CCP. But everybody realizes, oh, you can't, you know, give China a big hug anymore, at least not the Chinese Communist Party. It would be great to see, you know, all these places that are our so-called enemies and adversaries. It would be great to see, you know, the Persian people, the people stuck in Iran, live up to their incredible past. This is what Pompeo's talked about, Trump's talked about, and I hope others do. It's an incredible civilization that goes back thousands of years. Same thing with China. But right now they're held hostage by these awful, awful governments. I'm starting to think I'm held hostage by an awful, awful government, too, even though it's better than the ones we were just mentioning. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Morning. You know, and it's a telltale sign when you hear that the Chinese government is very happy with Biden getting elected over Trump.
I'm sure they send him flowers.
Yeah, you know, because basically the Democrat Party here in America is basically following the model of the Chinese Communist Party as to how they handle the public.
You're right.
And just for the way I think about it, David, it's not just Biden himself. Like, oh, they got leverage over, you know, China Joe. It's more that the way they used to operate with D.C. is they could have their men in D.C., their lobbyists or their activists, or they might have a politician or two bought off in some way, and they could get things done. Trump was apparently a very difficult firewall to get around.
Sure.
They were trying to do their old tricks, and Trump kept spoiling it.
Right.
And now with Joe back in there, that firewall's gone.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, you know, one of the key places that they have really embedded himself is in the university. And, you know, stealing technology that we're developing at our universities. And, you know, that's not going to go away now. You know, they're really, you know, that's one of the things I was hoping for, that if Trump had been reelected, was that we were going to start actually revamping the universities and getting rid of some of the infiltration by the Chinese communists and, you know, hopefully start weeding out some of the communist professors that have been there for 50 years teaching, you know, our kids, you know, the values of communism over capitalism. And, you know, obviously that's not going to happen now. It's going to actually, I'm sure, be accelerated.
Yeah, it's just I worry that the old normalcy being back in town, normalcy is what gave us Trump in the first place. And I think this old normalcy is what everybody is. I think even the folks who voted for Biden are going to wake up unless they're completely, you know, oh, thank God we got rid of Trump. Yeah, we can always do the lesser of two evils thing, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you, one of the biggest allies of conservatives, if this isn't tell you how much the world has made a turn for the surreal, are liberals. I mean, liberals don't like progressives. You know, if you listen to Alan Dershowitz, you know, right. He calls himself the true liberal, and he despises progressivism and what it's doing to America and the First Amendment.
Amen. And there are a few true civil libertarians and what I would say kind of classic liberals out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a shame. I mean, they've been basically consumed by the progressive movement. And, you know, they're like conservatives. You know, if you're not on board, you're our enemy. And, you know, you need to be shunned by society and done away with. So, you know, I think that people like Dershowitz sees that for what it really is. And that how dangerous the progressive movement, i.e. basically, let's call them what they are, progressives or communists, you know, and how they have basically taken over society, especially the 30 and under crowd.
Well, we'll see. I'm just not looking forward to also the tone, the high and mighty tone mixed in with all sorts of petty, still like a week's worth of scandal over some magazine cover with Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
what the hell is that?
I know.
And all these puff pieces. But, you know, the one part of the tone, I've always said this. This is what one of the reasons I appreciated Trump. It's an old George Carlin joke actually about Bill Clinton. I think it applied to Trump well, where one guy says to the other, that Trump is full of crap. And the other guy says back, well, at least he's honest about it.
Yeah. Hey, did you see where Hillary Clinton said she wants to see Trump's phone records to see if he was getting direction from Putin on the day of the riot at the Capitol?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Saw that this morning. So, unbelievable. Anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. Yeah, and I just worry with a Biden, well, I just know, with a Biden crowd, and, you know, they act like their stuff doesn't stink at all.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I start thinking about, you know, these bigger issues, and I'm like, oh, goodness. Get the popcorn. Don't personalize it too much.
That's the hard part, Joey.
Oh, it's very frustrating, but you got to know the things you can control and the things you can't. And much of what we're about to see coming out of D.C. for the time being, we cannot control in the short term. Maybe in the long term, if we hold fast, we keep our heads about us and keep our eyes open, there might be some change in the longer term, 2-4 year period. But
you've been there where you just get so frustrated, you're like,
yeah.
Screw it. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Like you've even said it before, I'm not going to vote no more. Screw it. My vote doesn't count anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate being that way, but you get that way. And then hopefully by the time the election comes out, you pull yourself out of that funk. But I'm one of these voters that feels like I was disenchanted. I don't think what happened in Pennsylvania and places like that, that canceled out my vote. Mm-hmm. And they did things illegally, but there's nothing I can do about it. And that just, I feel like there's nothing I can do. And that's incredibly frustrating. And I'm sure there's a lot of other Americans that feel the same way.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the biggest feeling right now that people have is frustration, you know, because they think that Trump won and it's not going to happen.
Right.
And it's just a very empty, horrible feeling.
Well, and maybe a way conservatives can fight into the future. I'm thinking a 5-year plan, let's say, though 2 + 2 = 5. If you work hard enough, you know. You can get that 5-year plan done
cheat
in 4 years.
Yeah.
Not to quote Lenin or anything. But, like a 5-year plan is start thinking in terms of the nuts and bolts of D.C., not in terms of, you know, your cultural issues or your tax rates and regulation, all stuff I care about, and, you know, even foreign policy, which is a little more complicated than those other things. But think in terms of this seniority system in Congress. That even, okay, you got a freshman up there like Tarbervill or Barry Moore.
Right.
How long are they going to have to play the game before they get any actual real power beyond their one vote in those respective bodies? Think in terms of, I don't know, the way the civil service, the way the executive branch is almost like its own legislative branch now. Start thinking about, you know, I like the idea of term limits for Congress. I don't think it's a silver bullet, but I think it could change some things up there. that we need to send people up there to Congress who are ready to change the actual rules and system of Congress as it's been for decades now, for a generation or two. And that could shake up D.C. even more than electing a particular president. But that's a heavy lift, and it will take some real leaders. And I'm hoping folks Eddie's age, you know, the Gen X types, are ready to take up the mantle of making this country better. They've been just waiting for the world to burn for too long, you Gen Xers. You need to take up your responsibility, Eddie Bader.
Working on it.
272-9228. And just now I'm seeing on the TV images of all the military, all the barricades.
Does it seem like a peaceful transition of power, or does it feel like a military coup? And I've seen the military coup.
No, it'll be peaceful, but it'll be...
You either can smile or take this lead.
Well, it's more like they're real nervous. Like, they aren't actually in... Well, they're wanting to prove they're in charge. Let's put it that way.
Yes, with their boot on your neck. I don't like that, Joey.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird feeling.
It is. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
And if we do, don't you be surprised if you find me with another lover.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Montgomery. Happy new internet. Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 now through the end of the month for only $29.99 per month. See how you can get a $200 Visa card from WOW. Go online at wowway.com.
Wow.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912-757.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fights and killing, wine and women.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all check out Dan Black Studios today. If you need TV commercial produced for you, maybe an online branding video, maybe you've got a bunch of raw video footage, you want to put it together into a big presentation, maybe a wedding anniversary celebration or any sort of surprise, maybe a graduation party. Especially as we get out of the pandemic, Dan Black Studios can do all that high-quality, professional-grade video production for you. But right now, until the end of January, if you're looking to transfer old videotapes, you can, of course, transfer old film reels, old slideshows, but videotapes only.
Yeah.
You can get the 60% off Joey Clark special, as Dan Black called it. I didn't come up with it. But you got to tell
him.
No, you got to tell him.
Got to tell him, Joey.
He texted me, he said specifically, you have to tell him Joey Clark sent you to get that 60% off on all videotape transfers. So old VHS, Betamax, camcorder tapes, you can get those transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer, making them easier to access, share, and it preserves those memories before they deteriorate over time. So check out Dan Black Studios today. You can go to Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, danblackstudios.net. Or give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the entire team for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. How you doing?
Son, how you doing?
I'm all right, especially because, is this a first-time caller? I've not seen this name before.
Cooter is a first-time caller to this show.
Welcome, yes. Cooter.
This is the real first-time caller. You know, it's not too late for Trump yet. You know that he signed that, you know, the thing.
For the thing?
So he could declare the martial law if there was foreign interference in an election kind of deal. Do you think that Joe Biden is any way aware of why there's so many troops up there? He didn't direct it to do it. He just knows what he's been told. I think Trump has got them all up there. He's got the fencing up around the area there. And he's going to get on his plane Wednesday and leave before noon so that he's not going to be in the area when he gives the signal. And the fence is going to be around there. You got 26,000 troops that's going to keep the scalawags from leaving until they can all be apprehended.
Well, if I had to bet, I wouldn't put a bet on that, but it would be quite a thing to behold.
I've heard this theory several times.
That would be a Trump thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
In fact, when I said the barbed wire is hooked up backwards, I was told
that was done
for a reason. It's to hold them in.
Another scenario could be that someone plans on taking him out, and they're got all this, you know, information out there about all the violence, and just yesterday or today, they're talking now about there's a lone wolf, you know, danger of somebody trying to do it, and they're setting that up for that. They can get Harris in there quicker that way, and go ahead and do it, and have all the people there to go ahead and put the caps under martial law.
Well, I would expect, though, speaking of Harris and Biden and their dynamic, watch for leaks and all sorts of weird stories start coming out about, oh, did you see Joe speaking here in this foreign capital and how bad he sounded? Mm-hmm. Watch that campaign to start to heat up slowly. You know, one difference between me and maybe some other Trump supporters out there, Cooter, is I don't want to seize control of D.C. I want D.C. to leave me alone.
Absolutely.
And that's really where I'm at. I don't like the idea of martial law. I think that could lead to even worse outcomes.
Especially on top of the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah.
I want our liberties to be restored.
It's a fake pandemic anyway, man.
Plandemic.
Did you notice today on the numbers they released for Alabama for the virus that the numbers are down and the hospitalizations are down?
That's good.
That's good news.
Biden's coming in tomorrow, so they got to start bringing the numbers down.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got a day early then. They might have
started too early.
Yeah,
they just got a good start on it.
Yeah.
Well, he did say he's going to be the light bringer, so.
Oh, is that
what he said? Hey, guys, appreciate it. Love the show, man.
Thanks, Cooter. Take care, brother.
I mean, the Washington Post was telling us for 4 years, democracy dies in darkness. Excuse me for that.
So he'll bring the light?
Yeah, he's going to bring the light.
Kind of got a feeling it's going to be a dull, low watt.
The pseudo-religious language surrounding politics freaks me out more than anything else. It's like, oh, goodness.
Well.
Now, when the political core of the country becomes your also center of, like, sacred meaning, it's a weird road to go down.
I'm a damn millennial. You damn millennial. You.
No, I would like people's, you know, sense of the sacred and divine to be, you know, at a church.
The same as yours?
Not at the altar of government.
Well, everybody's not got different beliefs.
Not the same as mine.
You're saying that you want people's belief to be at the church, right?
That would be a better source of divine and sacred belief than a government altar, yeah.
What's wrong with just leave me alone, I'll leave you alone?
Well, that would be it, yeah. That's the idea. 272-9228. Man, Jack, have you seen these images of these are Honduran migrants clashing with the Guatemalan authorities at their border?
Yes.
Man.
Unreal.
Pretty violent.
Man, what a mess.
It's unreal.
Like I've been saying, you learn a little bit about Central America. No wonder people are trying to get out of there, but you're now seeing Guatemala and Mexico still has troops on the border. I wonder how AMLO, the Mexican president, I'm sure he'll cooperate at a certain point, but he's going to get something out of it first. He did the same thing with Trump.
Oh, hell yeah.
Savvy leader, so to speak. Savvy leader. And coming up here in a second, I got to tell you about this story out of Germany, speaking of the pandemic.
Hello?
The Germans, whenever they start building camps again, you got to get a little nervous. I don't know if you guys are history buffs, but 272-9228. For this break, let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Joey, Jack. I want to get on y'all a little bit. I'm 82 years old, and I haven't given up a doggone thing. They may have stolen that election, but we need to start preparing for the next election. And I hate to hear you young people complaining so much when you got a dadgum loaf of bread under your arm and a stick of butter in your mouth. And life is easy for y'all. It can get hard, but you need to get off your butts. You need to get off your pocketbooks and start supporting a comeback of good candidates for the Republican Party, because the another party is not a good option. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Trump being elected again in an independent capacity, but it's not going to happen. Well, don't have the apparatus, but y'all need to get off your butts. When's the last time you, Joey, or Jack, sent a $100 bill to the dadgum campaign of somebody?
Well, I do it all the time.
No, I don't like giving. I don't like giving politicians my money, Paul. But I'm a little perplexed, Paul, because I agree with you. Like, I'm bumfuzzled because I've been one of the people up here saying, "Hold your head up. The country isn't over. There's a lot of hope,
exactly,
especially for the future. And it will be in politics, but most likely, and my biggest hope is it'll be outside of politics with all sorts of innovations and new technology that will get us out of this funk."
Think about Joey and Jack. How many millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars did the big corporations put into this last election? Well, the only way anybody else can raise that kind of money is, of course, with the help of some conservative companies, but also you and me and our brothers and sisters and everybody that we know getting people registered for the next election and making a contribution. $50, $100 doesn't mean a dadgum thing. $50 will hardly buy a three-person family a good meal.
Oh, I hear you, Paul.
Right.
I think what you're hearing is I just find the long-term problems daunting, but it doesn't mean we need to give up. And hope is not being certain that you will win, but it's that you can win and that you should hold your head up. You should go down fighting, not just giving up.
That's right. What does a good athlete or a good citizen do? They get ready. They get in better shape for the next fight.
Amen.
Okay, buddy, that's all I got to say. But y'all, I want to get you and your buddies off your pocketbooks a little bit, too, as well as off your fannies. Hey, I enjoy y'all. See you later.
See you, buddy.
Paul. Always good to be checked there. I appreciate it, Paul. Biden national security nominees face Senate hearings. Okay, yeah, the defense secretary nominee, I'm now seeing him, and his name came back to me, Lloyd Austin. And then Avril Haines is the new DNI. Man, Avril Haines, it's stuff, this is what I mean. They say stuff where it's like their own stuff doesn't stink, Jack. Avril Haines, now being the first female director of national intelligence, says, "And I will always use my position to speak truth to power." It's like, you're going to be the director of national intelligence. What, are you going to look in the mirror and give yourself a talking to? Like, what in the world is this? Like, I'm still a young, like, progressive rebel in the streets. You're the director of national intelligence. Yeah, I'm the head of the intelligence community of the U.S. I'm going to speak truth to power, sure. Doesn't sound like your tradecraft. Good God. Did Paul pick you up, though, Jack?
Huh?
The Paul's message.
Yeah. He's right.
He is right. He is very much right. And I do get a little frustrated myself when I see, you know, this country's been through much worse. It's had much worse opponents than what we're currently facing. And when you look back, especially at the generation that came out of the Great Depression and then the war, they've been through much worse. And, hell, it was worse in the 70s. With stagflation and all sorts of other problems. So this country's been through worse. I think we'll see another day. And some of it will be in politics and supporting the right folks. But my biggest hope lies outside of politics. And, well, as long as people aren't cut off at the knees, I think you're going to see more and more new leaders come up and provide the tools for setting us free. It'll be innovations, it'll be technology, and that's my big hope. But we'll see. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
White and women gonna put me to my grave. Running, hiding, losing, crying. Nothing left to say but my life.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good forecast today. The warming trend continues today. Good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64. Tonight, in the overnight hours, a weak front drifts through the area. An isolated shower is possible in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, low 60s. Dry day. More sun. Then showers likely Thursday night into Friday will be in the lower 60s. Saturday, the best rain chances move south to the coast. Should be a drier day and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack Campbell had to jump off, but I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader still in the house. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Before we go to these phone calls, this part of News and Views brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. Well, because he's been helping folks in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over 40 years. That's right, four decades of experience in the real estate market here in the River Region. That means that if you're looking to buy a home, sell that home, Bo Goodson and the team he's put together can help you out. But also they can help you if you have a rental investment. And, you know, doing landlord duties yourself can be a pain in the butt, especially if you're not experienced in it, if you're new to buying rental investment properties. Let the Goodson Group manage it for you. It'll still be a performing asset that gets you paid for a reasonable fee to the Goodson Group. And at the Goodson Group, they also have the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. This is really where Bo's 40 years of experience comes into play. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama. So many great graduates went on to be great, successful real estate agents in their own right. But maybe if you're just looking to be a more knowledgeable player, you don't even have to be going for that real estate license. The Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the place to go. So check out the Goodson Group today, whether you're joining the school, wanting to buy a home, sell your home, or have that property managed. Check out the Goodson Group at thegoodsongroup.com or 551-0225. Again, that phone number, 551-0225. Thank you to Bo Goodson, the entire team at the Goodson Group, for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. You said your buddy, Robert, had a question.
Yeah, I do. I got a question for everyday guy, Robert. He's got a good question, and we've talked about it before. Why does someone who was supposedly elected by the people need 25,000 troops there when he gets sworn in just so he can accept the job? If he was a clear winner in all this, why do you need troops there protecting him? Why are
The simple answer is because of what happened a couple Wednesdays ago.
Okay.
The storming of the Capitol, I think, actually freaked some people out. I think it also was an embarrassing show of weakness that they did have the means of security to keep people out.
Mm-hmm.
And not exactly pros, though some of those folks look like they had some training.
Look like they've done it before, yeah.
But beyond that, it was also like they upset the symbolic nature of how important, how strong the U.S. government is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're going to see is this massive show of security and force along with the pageantry.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a lot of red, white, and blue over mm-hmm. the next 5 days. They're planning on making a five-day thing. A lot of history lessons, a lot of songs. They're going to pull out all the stops to say, we're still America, we're still strong. I think what happened, especially last Wednesday, but they've been freaking out even if nobody even touched the Capitol steps. They were freaking out.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to put forward this face that, well, I think actually put Trump there in the first place. It is that normalcy of the last two decades that culminated with Trump's presidency that has actually gotten us into a lot of trouble. So we'll see what they do. But that's the reason they have to put on a show. And I think they're also genuinely worried of how embarrassed they were in terms of security measures a couple Wednesdays ago.
I think, like you're saying, it's a response to, you know, we had basically a show of force out there before, but it was just a very weak display. And so now they're bringing out the real force just to encourage all Americans to behave.
272-9228. Greg, welcome.
Hey, Joey, this is Greg. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm great. I was just listening to some of the calls regarding what the Republican Party ought to do and donations and such. I mean, I propose that strategy is all wrong. The real strategy would be to create a new ultra-liberal socialist communist party, so which AOC and her followers will join. And then you have the Alan Dershowitz folks. They don't want to be voting for that. So you would split the Democratic Party. You got to split that unity. And then so far, the Democrats have been unified. So you got to split it. But it's right there in front of our face. I mean, you see the far left, and you see the ones that don't want to go there. So, house divided, right?
Yeah.
We'll fall.
Yeah. Well, and I think it may not take much in the sense that the Trump presidency was a boom time for the Democrats getting fundraising, getting their party together, and it was a boom time for the traditional corporate press. And I think as Biden really takes over and the Democrats start trying to do what they can with this split Congress, you're going to see trouble in paradise without Trump as a constant foil, and they'll try to keep that going for a while,
that's
the
right.
Phantom of them. But without Trump as a true foil, you're going to see the cracks in their facade. They're not as strong as they think they are.
Yeah. Well, I just think there's a divide between Bernie and Biden and other Democrats. I really do. Definitely. I really do.
You're right. So, there, and the populist sentiment is not just in Trump on the right. It's on the left and has been there. I think it's amazing. People on the right and the left, as much as we disagree, are all seeing the same sort of teetering corrupt establishment that has not served the country well, and it's a matter of what remedy you choose, and that's very important, But the same, the diagnosis of the problem is about the same.
So the independent voters, if they had an opportunity to vote either communist, Democrat, or Republican, I don't see a lot of independent people saying that I'm going to vote for a communist. Just bring it on out. It's out there anyway. Just do it. Make a party. And divide and conquer. That's, you can't start a third party that's conservative, and you can't start a, you cannot start another party that pulls Republican votes. You got to pull the independent vote. And to do that, you got to make the other parties less attractive. And the Communist Party of the United States of America would be a wonderful party to divide the Democrats. And that's what you got to do to win, divide them. So that's just my thoughts.
Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate you.
All right, both. Bye-bye.
272-9228. Is this Helena?
Helena.
Helena.
I knew I should have put another A in there.
Yeah, he put two E's instead of two A's.
That's all right.
I was going to say, we ain't in Montana.
Look, I'm a public school graduate.
With a name like Helena, I will answer to anything.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, I wanted to make a comment in response to Paul.
Okay.
I appreciate his enthusiasm. I appreciate his advice. And under normal circumstances, yes, that's what we should do. We should motivate people to get out and vote, you know, encourage voter registration, contribute to our candidates. However, until we regain voter, well, I don't know that we ever had real voter integrity, but until we can have some integrity in our election process so that ballots are not fabricated and ballot boxes are not stuffed and computers don't change votes, it doesn't make any difference what we do.
And this means a lot of activity at the state level in these battleground
states.
The Republican Party needs to get on top of that. And then I would say the basic message Paul is putting out there is absolutely correct. I love hearing it. He said he was 82 from somebody who's 82. It's sort of a wake-up call where I've been trying to tell folks. I told them before the election, don't, you know, say, oh, they just don't pump sunshine back where I live anymore. There's a lot of ruin in the nation. This is a great country. I still think it's dynamic. And a lot of great things can happen when we least expect them. There might be a disagreement over strategy. How do we make sure the vote is correct and there's integrity there? And
how do we in Alabama make sure that the people in Pennsylvania or Arizona or wherever, or Georgia, do the right thing and that there's not this rampant fraud that goes on. And we have had fraudulent elections in the past.
Yes.
You know, we all know that it's gone on, but it has never been to this degree. Now all they do is flip a switch in a computer and, you know, change the vote. And I don't see where that will ever change unless we can control that. And how do we control it?
Well, the average person, in terms of, like, for instance, you got to change the voting machines. I think there was also a great advice from Matt Brainerd that these voting procedures should not be black boxes, so to speak, where you can't actually do open source forensic analysis of how it works.
Right.
And a lot of that won't be done by the average man or woman. That can be done with pressure from say secretaries of states associations, Republican, you know, governors associations. It's up to the folks who are the so-called leaders, and some of them sometimes act like leaders, to actually put the pressure on these other states and say, never again, or we're never giving you another dime. It's these sorts of campaigns.
You know, I wish I was more encouraged that will occur, but I'm not at this point. I have not heard anyone, you know, offer a specific plan that is workable that will get this fraud under control.
Well, yeah.
Bad to say.
We'll keep our eyes open and our heads up and look to see if anybody leads that way. But I appreciate the call, Lena.
Okay, thanks.
272-9228. Final segment of News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's make this quick. I think Dan's actually running a little late, though, so we can stretch things. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I've already talked to a couple Trump supporters who are just whining and crying, and this is the end of America. You know what, damn it? I'm sick of hearing it. About the end of America. Obviously, none of these people lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis or the Vietnam War. And